Today's Mishnah is our Masechtes Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. Today's Mishnah is being learned Le'inui Nishmas, Reb Arya Tzvi, Ben Reb Chanoich Hendel, the Kozhug Lava Goyen, Hashem Yim Kom Dami. So the previous Mishnah had discussed halachos related to Maiser Ani. Maiser Ani is one of the tithes, one of the Maiseros that a Yid had to give from his field, depending on what year in the Shemitah cycle it was. So in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, and in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, in addition to the owner of the field having to give Truma Gedoyla to the Kohanim, Maiser Rishon to the Leviim, he also had to give Maiser Ani to the Aniim. And the Mishnah said that a person has a right to pick and choose and to decide which Ani he wants to give his Maiser Ani to. Chazal gave the Yid that right. Stating that, there are some limitations. One of the limitations that we already saw is that there's a minimum amount that the person has to give if he's going to be giving Maiser Ani. So you can't just give as little as you want. Echad Hamarba, yes. But Echad Hamamit, not. And there's a shear, a minimum shear, of how much Maiser Ani a person has to give. The previous Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, discuss what that shear is. Our Mishnah is going to continue with that idea, and then discuss another limitation as it relates to Maiser Ani. Says the Mishnah, Midazu, what was discussed in the previous Mishnah, that there's a shear, a minimum shear, how much Maiser Ani a person would have to give. Amura, this is Shuba Kayhanim, if the owner of the field was a Kayin, Ubelevian, or if the owner of the field was a Levi, Ubi Yisraelim, or if the owner of the field was Yisrael. Now, what's the Chiddush that this Halacha is true for Kehanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. So the Mefarshim discussed this, but as it relates to the basic point of the Mishnah, that the Shear is true regardless of who the Baal HaBayis is, regardless of who owns the field. It doesn't matter if he's a Kohen, if he's a Levi, if he's a Yisrael, there's always going to be a minimum Shear in terms of how much or how little a person's obligated to give to each individual on. Now, as we mentioned, Maiser Ani, the owner of the field, has a right to pick and choose the Ani that he wants to give the Maiser to. And just to be clear, that's in sharp contrast to the theme of the entire Masechtes Peah, which deals with the laws of Leked and Shikha and Peah and Peret and Oilus, where the Torah says, La Ani v'lager tazev oisam. You can't pick and choose who you want to give it to. You have to leave it. You have hours. The Aniim are allowed to come, and they can figure that out on their own. In fact, we saw different halachas that are related to the fact that we look at the Ani as if he's your shutif. He's literally a balabas. According to one man, Amar, you're not even allowed to touch that part of the field, even if it's going to benefit the Aniim. It's not yours. You don't own it. You can't pick and choose who you're going to give it to. You have no toivas and no mammon in it. You have absolutely nothing. But Maiser Ani is different. Maiser Ani, you could pick. Stating that, the Mishnah says that there's a limitation to that. That is, hoya matzah, let's say a person wanted to save his Maiser Ani, meaning Aniim are coming, they're clapping on your field, and they're trying to collect Maiser Ani. You decided you don't want to give it to these Aniim. You want to give it to an Ani that you know, someone you have a relationship with, a Kariv. So, says the Mishnah, you could. However, there's a limitation. Noitel Mechza, Venoisa Mechza. If you want, you can hold back half of the Maiser Ani that you're obligated to give, but you're going to have to give the other half. So it's true, you can decide which Ani you're going to give it to, but if you want to be matzel, if you want to literally put it in storage and save it to give it to someone at some future date, you could only do that with half of the Maiser Ani. But the other half, that's something that you're going to have to distribute as the people come. What if the person had very, very little? Meaning, you had so little that if you're going to now be mechalikit to the Aniim, it's going to come out that each Ani is going to get less than the shear. So then, noisim lefneim, what you should do is you should give the entire amount, let them divide it. And this is also a continuation to the previous Mishnah, because being that there's a minimum share of how much Maiser Ani you're supposed to give, so if you're going to start divvying it up in a way where each Ani is going to get less than the share, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. So what you need to do is you need to give the share. What if there's a bunch of Aniim and it's impossible? So what you should do is one Nesina, Noisin Lefneim, Vehem Mechalkim Aniim, and they'll be able to figure it out. Mishnah Zayin. So Mishnah Zayin is already going to discuss another halacha, very much me'inyin le'inyin ba'oisa inyin. So the topic, the theme of the entire Masechta, we've said this so many times, is not Peah. The theme of the entire Masechta is Matnos Aniim. So where are the laws of Matnos Aniim discussed in Shas, in Shisha Sidre Mishnah? It's Masechta's Peah. This is the primary source for these halachas. So our Mishnah is going to discuss one of the most basic laws in the world of Matnas Aniyim, and that is the halachos of tzedakah. So the Mishnah discusses an araman, a poor person that was traveling, and he happens to be spending the day or the night in a city, and the board of directors of this city, the gabayim, have a responsibility, halachically speaking, to take care of this person. It's based on the laws of tzedakah. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what the minimum amount of tzedakah the people of the city or the gabayim that have been entrusted to take care of the matters on behalf of the people of the city are going to have to give this ani. He says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to give less than an ani that's traveling, but he's spending the day in this particular city. So you can't give him less than how much? So it's a little bit of a formula. Mikikar bepunyan. You can't give him less than a kikar. That's a loaf of bread. When the loaf of bread costs a pundyoin, may arbeson besela, in a world where four saw of wheat would sell for a zela. So if you really want to go through this cheshbin, the Rav does it. It's a complicated mathematical point. But the idea, very simply, is that if a person is traveling through a city, you have to give him a loaf of bread. And the reason you have to give him a loaf of bread is because people ate for a meal a half a loaf. And if you're going to give him a loaf, he's now going to have two loaves. The idea is that the average person eats two meals a day. If you eat two meals a day, he's traveling for the day. You just took care of him for the day. And that's the concept of giving him a kikar. Now, it's not always a kikar. It's because you could have a bigger loaf or you could have a smaller loaf. So the Mishnah is trying to identify what kikar. A kikar that cost a pundyoin when four saw of wheat cost the seller. But the concept is you feed him for a day, you give him mazon shtei sudas. What happens if the person is going to be staying overnight? Then you have to take care of whatever he's going to need to be able to sleep as well. Meaning you have to give him a bed, a pillow, a blanket. You have to give him whatever he's going to need for the night. Shavas, what if the person is staying for Shabbos? So he's coming for a day, but the day he's staying for is Shabbos. So then it's not enough to just give him the amount of food that he's going to need for 2 days. Now you have to give him the amount of food he's going to need for the amount of... Give him two sudas worth of food, but rather now you'd have to give him sholosh sudas. You'd have to give him three sudas. Why? Because on Shabbos, a person doesn't eat two sudas. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to eat sholosh sudas. Mishi yesh le mazon shtei sudas. What if a person has mazon shtei sudas? It says the Mishnah, lo yitol min ha-tamchoy. This person should not take any money from the tamchoy tzedakah. So what's the tamchoy? So back in the day, in the shtetl, when things were regulated, based on halacha and the way they're supposed to be. So every city would have two tzedakah funds. One was known as the tamchoy, and the other one was known as the kupa. So you find this concept of tamchoy. The Mishnah in Arvei Psachim says that every single person has an obligation to have dalid koisos of yayin at the leil haseder, afilu onoy, even the araman that's misparnes min hatamchoy. So the tamchoy was a form, it was a charitable fund. The kupa was another charitable fund. The kupa shel tzedakah, something you find a lot as well. What was the difference? The tamchoy was meant for people that poshut had no food. So they literally lived off the tzedakah from day to day. They would be sustained by the tamchoy. So a person would come in the morning, he would take from the tamchoy what he needed for the day. The kupa was meant for people that were coming to take tzedakah for the week. So the tamchoy was a daily distribution. The kupa was a weekly distribution. Either way, says the Mishnah, if somebody has mazon shtei sudas, so if somebody has food for the day, lo yitam min ha-tamchoy, you shouldn't take any food from the tamchoy. Because the tamchoy is meant for someone that needs for today, and they're going to distribute 1 day's worth. If you have mazon shtei sudas, that's the amount that a person needs to eat for the day. As a result, you don't take from the tamchoy. Mazon arba esrei sudas. What if a person has 14 sudas worth? Lo yitam min ha-kupa, because that's what they're going to give you. If you go to the kupa, they're going to give you arba esrei sudas. They're going to give you 7 times 2, and as a result, you can't take from the kupa. Va'kupa nigves b'shnayim, as it relates to the kupa. So the gaboy tzedakah, when they would come and they would collect the money from people for the kupa, it had to be 2 gaboy tzedakah. You couldn't have one; there had to be 2. Umischalekes, when it came time to the distribution, b'shloisha, then already it had to be 3. The Rav says, why was it nigves b'shnayim? Because there's a halacha that you don't give surara ala tzibur pachas mishnayim. We don't want one person to have too much control. So we don't want to have one person who's going to have the responsibility and the right to go ahead and take money from the people in the city. That's too much power to give one person. And therefore, ein oisin surara ala tzibur pachas mishnayim. That's where there were 2 people. Mischalekes b'shloisha, the other Rav says, that's related to the fact that it's dine mominis. And because it's dine mominis, so it's for that reason that the person Dine Mamanis we know is Bishloisha, and being that Dine Mamanis is Bishloisha, so it's for that reason it's Mischalek is Bishloisha. One Ha'ara that all the Mepharshim discuss is that the Mishnah says that a person that has Mazin Arba Esrei Sudais, if a person has 14 Sudais, so then Lo Yitom in Akupa. And what's the obvious question? The obvious question is, a person doesn't eat 14 Sudais during the week. L'chura, you would think that the person eats more than 14 Sudais during the week, because the person eats 3 Sudais on Shabbos. But the teretz is that it's a tais. Why is it a tais? Because as much as a person eats 3 Sudais on Shabbos, but the 3 Sudais on Shabbos are made up of 1 Suda Friday morning, 1 Suda Friday night, then you have 2 Sudais on Shabbos. So although it's true there's 3 Sudais on Shabbos, but there's only 1 Suda on Friday, and that's why you end up eating 14 Sudas. The one shail is, what about Malava Malka? Malava Malka is another Suda, which would mean that the person is actually eating 3 Sudais on Shabbos. So it'd be 2 on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Even Friday it's only 2, because it's going to be 1 in Erev Shabbos and the other one is going to be Friday night. And then Shabbos, you're going to have Shabbos morning and you're going to have Shalosh Sudas. The problem is you have Sudas Malava Malka. So you have Sudas Malava Malka, that should be the third Suda. That's a discussion, and we will stop here.